This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The role of empathy in tough discussions. Why understanding the other person first makes hard conversations land. In short, empathy in tough discussions is not a softening technique. It is a precision tool that determines whether the other person can hear you at all. When someone feels genuinely understood, the defenses lower. That is the only moment a hard truth can land cleanly and lead to real change. Definition: empathy in tough discussions means actively recognizing the other person's experience, pressures, and emotional state before and during a difficult conversation. It is not agreement or sympathy. It is the deliberate act of seeing clearly from another person's position so your words can reach them. There is a pattern I have watched repeat itself for 6 decades. Someone has a hard conversation to have. They prepare their points carefully. They choose their words. They sit down, deliver the message clearly, and the other person hears almost none of it. Not because the message was wrong. Not because the words were unclear. But because the person on the receiving end was too defended to let anything in. Empathy in tough discussions is what prevents that. Not because it makes the conversation softer, but because it determines whether the conversation actually works. By the end of this article, you will understand the mechanism behind that, and you will know exactly what to do differently the next time a hard conversation matters. What people usually think empathy means in hard conversations. Most people treat empathy as a tone adjustment. Speak more gently. Choose kinder words. Soften the blow. That is not empathy. That is packaging. The confusion is understandable. We have been taught, in most workplaces, that being direct is the goal, and that empathy is what you layer on top to avoid coming across as harsh. So people tack on a warm opening line, deliver their difficult message, and wonder why the other person still shuts down or pushes back. What they missed is the function empathy actually serves. It is not decoration. It is preparation of the other person's nervous system for receiving information that feels threatening. Why the brain treats criticism as danger. Here is the truth of it. When someone anticipates a difficult conversation or finds themselves in one, their body does something very specific. It shifts into a protective mode. The mind narrows. Attention focuses on threat. The capacity to absorb nuance, to hear context, to weigh information fairly, shrinks considerably. This is not a character flaw. It is biology. A person who feels judged, cornered, or unsafe in a conversation is running a threat response. They are not processing your words the way you intend them. They are scanning for danger and preparing to defend. What empathy does, when applied before or during a difficult exchange, is interrupt that response. When someone feels genuinely seen and understood, the threat signal quietens. The mind opens. And suddenly the message you have prepared can actually reach them. This is why starting a difficult conversation with care about how the other person is receiving it is not a courtesy. It is the single most practical thing you can do if you want the conversation to produce any change at all. The mechanics of empathy in a difficult exchange. Empathy in a tough discussion is not one moment. It is a posture you carry through the conversation. Let me break down how it actually operates. Before you speak. Perspective before position. The most important empathetic act happens before you open your mouth. You ask yourself, genuinely, what is their situation likely to feel like from their side? Not what do they want to hear, but what are they carrying into this room? Maybe they are already aware something is wrong and have been anxious about this conversation for days. Maybe they genuinely do not see what you see and your message will arrive as a complete surprise. Maybe they are under pressure from another direction entirely and your timing lands on already raw ground. You do not need to have the full answer. The act of asking shifts your internal orientation from adversarial to curious. And that shift shows up. It changes your tone, your body language, your opening. The other person feels it before you say anything significant. The opening acknowledgement. The first thing you say in a difficult conversation sets the emotional temperature for everything that follows. An opening that signals understanding, before you signal correction, gives the other person a moment of safety. This does not require a long preamble. It might be as simple as, I know this has been a difficult few weeks for the team, and I want to talk through something that's been on my mind. Or, I imagine this might feel like it's coming out of nowhere, and I want to give you the full picture. You are not apologizing. You are not softening the message. You are acknowledging that another human being is in the room. That acknowledgement creates the conditions in which your actual message can be received. For a structured way to do this before delivering critical feedback, the empathy bridge is worth learning. Listening as information gathering, not waiting. Once the conversation is underway, empathy continues to operate through listening. Real listening, not the kind where you wait for a pause so you can make your next point, but the kind where you're genuinely trying to understand what the other person's response tells you about what they are experiencing. When someone reacts defensively, that is information. It usually means one of two things: they feel misunderstood, or the message landed as an attack rather than as a concern. Both are correctable if you catch them early. If you miss them and push forward anyway, the conversation deteriorates fast. Ensuring every participant gets heard is part of the same discipline. It applies in group settings, but the principle is identical. Listening with a genuine intent to understand is what keeps people in the conversation rather than shutting the conversation down. What it looks like when empathy is missing. I want to give you a concrete picture of how this plays out, because the absence of empathy in a difficult conversation has a very recognizable shape. A manager has a performance issue to raise with someone on the team. The employee has been missing deadlines. The manager is clear on the facts, confident in their position, and opens with, "I need to talk to you about these missed deadlines." This is becoming a pattern. The employee immediately gets quiet. Their answers become short. They nod along, but something is closing them. The manager leaves the conversation thinking it went reasonably well. The employee leaves feeling ambushed and judged. Nothing changes. 3 weeks later, the same issue surfaces. Now imagine the manager had spent 30 seconds beforehand thinking this person has been juggling two projects since the reorganization, and they have not said anything about it. The conversation might have opened differently. "I want to talk about the deadlines, and I also want to understand what's been getting in the way, because I suspect there's more going on than I can see from where I'm sitting." Same problem, same honesty. Completely different emotional entry point. The second version opens rather than closes the other person. That is empathy doing its actual job. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why skilled communicators still get this wrong. Even people who understand empathy intellectually tend to drop it the moment a conversation feels high stakes. I have watched this happen over and over, including in myself, in the early decades. There are two reasons for it. The first is that when we are anxious about a difficult conversation, we overprepare for our own position and underprepare for the other person's. We rehearse our points. We anticipate objections. We build our case. And we walk in so focused on delivering the case clearly that we have no attention left for what the other person is experiencing in real time. The second reason is a misunderstanding of strength. People fear that showing empathy signals weakness, that acknowledging the other person's position somehow undermines their own. This is backwards. Empathy is the confident move. It says, "I'm secure enough in what I need to say, but I do not need to rush past your experience to say it." The core framework addresses exactly this: how to stay grounded in your own clarity while remaining genuinely open to the other person. When two colleagues reach an impasse and neither can access any empathy for the other, the conversation stops producing anything useful. The DEAL method gives a practical structure for those situations. So does understanding how DEAL works when team conflict has fractured trust. But both methods work better when at least one person in the room has the courage to lead with empathy first. The difference between empathy and agreement. This distinction matters, and it is worth being direct about it. Empathy does not mean accepting someone's version of events. It does not mean agreeing that they are right, excusing behavior that caused harm, or softening a message that needs to be delivered with full clarity. You can deeply understand why someone behaved the way they did, and still hold them accountable for it. You can acknowledge the pressure they're under, and still be honest about the impact their actions had. The difference between criticism and constructive feedback lies right here. Empathy is what separates feedback that is genuinely constructive from criticism that merely lands as an attack. Empathy is how you keep your integrity and your honesty while giving the other person the best possible chance of receiving them. Carrying this forward. The next time you are preparing for a difficult conversation, before you review your points or plan your words, ask yourself one question. What is this moment likely to feel like from where they're standing? You do not need a complete answer. You need the act of asking. That shift in orientation, from what do I need to say to what does this person need in order to hear it, changes everything about how you show up. It changes your tone before you open your mouth. It changes how you listen once the conversation is underway. It changes what becomes possible in the exchange. Empathy in tough discussions is not the alternative to honesty. It is the ground that honesty needs in order to take root. And like most things worth doing, it takes practice, a willingness to slow down when every instinct is telling you to push through, and the courage to stay curious about another person even when the conversation is hard. Frequently asked questions. What is empathy in tough discussions? Empathy in tough discussions means genuinely trying to understand the other person's experience before you deliver your message. It is not agreement or softening. It is the act of recognizing what someone is carrying so your words land as information rather than as an attack. How does empathy help in difficult workplace conversations? Empathy reduces the other person's defensive response, which means they can actually hear what you're saying. When someone feels understood, their nervous system settles. That opens a window for real dialogue rather than argument, which makes difficult conversations far more likely to end in resolution. Can you be empathetic and still be direct in a hard conversation? Yes, and the best communicators do both. Empathy is not the opposite of directness. It is the ground you prepare before delivering a direct message. You acknowledge the person's reality first, then speak clearly. That sequence protects honesty without turning the conversation into a confrontation. What does empathy look like in a tough discussion at work? It looks like pausing before you speak to consider what this moment feels like for the other person. It sounds like a brief acknowledgement noting that a situation has been difficult, or that you understand the pressure someone is under. Then you move into the substance of what needs to be said. Why do people avoid using empathy in difficult conversations? Most people confuse empathy with agreement. They fear that acknowledging the other person's position weakens their own, so they skip it and lead with the problem. The result is a conversation that triggers defensiveness immediately, making it harder to be heard and far less likely to produce any real change. How do you prepare empathy before a tough discussion? Before the conversation, ask yourself one question: what is this situation likely to feel like from their side? You do not need the full answer. The act of asking shifts your posture from adversarial to curious. That shift shows up in your tone, your body language, and your opening words. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.